broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And better yet, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We had a guest yesterday, James Edwards. Race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And James does a great award-winning show every Saturday evening. Check it out live or on demand at your fingertips, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Would you live in and move to a covenant community? We talked about that in detail. Is it viable? Is it possible? Is it realistic? I think it is, folks, but it takes a lot of sacrifice. That's for sure. Hour two, we talked about Dennis Prager. Our country is in trouble. Sam Bushman asks, what are you going to do about it? We had Janelle Martin from We the Parents on organizing a protest to end the state of emergency that the governor of the state of Utah is using. We the Parents, look for him on Facebook to learn more. And we talked big time about, is it worth making a difference for America? When is it worth doing anything? It seems like it's just all negative and all a big loss. And, you know, I highlighted a lot of that because those are the arguments that people are giving me across the country when I talk to people. And you know what? I reject that negative notion. I understand why people feel that way. I get it. And I don't use those arguments really to be the devil's advocate, but I really want to kind of maybe the Clarence idea in It's a Wonderful Life, where we look at the past, the present, and the future and say, you know what? What would America be like if no one took liberty seriously? What would it be like if we didn't anxiously engage ourselves in a good cause? What would it be like if we just, well, what if we were never born is the extreme view. But what if we never took part in defending the principles that made us the greatest country on the face of the earth? What if Christians never stood up? What if the early founders of our nation and the early religious heretics at the time, but those who translated the Bible, for instance, those who defended Christian principles, who lost their lives, Martin Luther, I don't mean King, I mean the early days, right? The reformers, what do you want to call them? What if they all didn't stand up? It'd be a dark day today, ladies and gentlemen. It sure would. And oh boy, I don't want to be Ebenezer Scrooge and dive into the past, and or, you know, Clarence Thomas and George and look into the past. And oh, it'd be a dark day. And I certainly, in the present, want to say, what can we make the future like? And I think it's an absolute bright future for Christians who believe in God, family, and country, who realize they can't solve it all by themselves, and who realize that it's a very difficult battle. There's no doubt about that, and it looks grim, it looks bleak. We do live in perilous times. Let's not sugarcoat the reality. But let's also say, hey, the reformers, even though they suffered much, we stand on their shoulders, don't we? The founding fathers who gave their lives, their sacred honors, their fortunes, everything, because of them, we live free today. We've lived in the greatest country on the face of the earth for decades, for centuries, right? Because of their stand. So if we look to the past for guidance and build faith in the present and hope for the future, look what we can accomplish. We can create a bright day. We can make things better. It's a race against time, no doubt about it. It won't be perfect. But you know what? We shall prepare a people for the Savior Jesus Christ to return, and I, for one, intend to be part of it. And I, for one, intend to do all that I can to make it the best it can be. Can I solve it all? No, I can't. But can I do my part? Yes, I can. Will I do my part? Yes, I will. Anyway, we talked about that a lot yesterday. Hopefully it was educational. Hopefully it was thought-provoking. And hopefully it was personal committing for you. If you didn't get a chance to listen, please do so. LovingLiberty.net for the on-demand archives. check it out, listen, spread the word, tell your neighbor, please. That's a recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. There's a gold rally, Kurt. They say it could forge ahead to $4,000, but two events could turn its fortunes. Let's talk about that first. We'll take the break. We'll bring Brian Rust of RustQuinnGift.com on, get his take on that. Get an honest money report about the update on constitutional currency, gold and silver. And then we'll delve into a whole lot of stories there related to, sir.
Very good, Sam. Yeah, do you, with that headline, gold rally and the idea of it going to 4,000, what say you about it all?
I think that gold doesn't go to anything. So let's be clear, gold and silver pretty much stays the same. And so could the dollar become so devalued that it becomes worth 4,000 fake Federal Reserve notes? Absolutely. The problem is, do I know when? No, I don't. They have incredible manipulative capabilities when it comes to the economy. And so it's very hard to know, you know, what will happen when. And so I don't know that I believe that gold's going to go to 4,000 anytime soon. In other words, before the election or some of those kind of things. I don't know that. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not a prophet. I'm just the average Joe. But here's what I know. Every time we say it's going to get crazy high, you know, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. Okay, but what you got to do is look at gold instead of saying gold's going to just make me rich. That only happens if the dollar tanks, because gold stays steady. You know what? The same ounce of gold that could buy you a fine suit back in the day can do the same now and more. Okay, gold pretty much stays, you know, rock solid. It's the dollar that ebbs and flows at extreme levels against, because the fiat currency is the fake. All right, so the reason that I spend time on that, Kurt, isn't to argue with the headline, but to kind of bring knowledge or understanding to the headline. So now you say the headline again, the gold rally could forge ahead to $4,000. But they say two things could, turn or affect its fortunes. Again, what are those two things? And the answer is the Federal Reserve's manipulative power. Okay, and where the dollar sits on the global stage. So the dollar is considered sometimes the petrodollar. In other words, it's tied to oil. It isn't tied to constitutional currency as our founding fathers set it up to be. And I think that's a critical difference. And so will the dollar tank and ebb and flow? And yes, it will. Will people lose wealth due to the ever cost of hidden inflation, really taxes on the people? Yes. Will it get worse before it gets better? Every time we continue to double down and stay on fake money, and every time we try to spend it into oblivion, we become less and less and less stable as a country. And every time we try to force our currency on the world as the, quote, global dollar, the more these countries reject that, the more perilous it becomes. So that would be my response to that question, Kurt. Do I think it'll, you know, be $4,000 before the election? I don't know. It might blip there, but it won't stay there. They're doing everything they can to manipulate the dollar to where gold and silver is kind of a, well, it'll never be a money-making thing, Kurt. If you want to really make money, you got to get into, you know, risky investments and this kind of stuff, the stock market or who knows what. I believe that gold and silver is a constancy, is a stability factor. It's not about getting rich. It is about maintaining wealth and guarding against inflation. So I think we look at gold completely wrong in terms of our expectations of its output, of its delivery capabilities, etc. I just think we have the whole discussion backwards. To me, it's about stability and about preserving wealth and about guarding against inflation rather than a get-rich scheme. Anyway, that would be my response. I hope I didn't go on too long about it.
Very good point, Sam. You know, one of the main things that comes to my mind in the article, you know, one of the big shot CEOs, his name is Frank Holmes. They say he's at the investment firm of U.S. Global Investors. He said, this is one of the things he thinks could be a reason for it to go pretty high. In other words, or high against the dollar is he pointed to the trillions of dollars needed in stimulus to tide the U.S. economy during the coronavirus pandemic, and added that G20 finance ministers and central banks are working, quote, together like a cartel, and they're all printing trillions of dollars. He says, we've not seen this level where central banks are printing money at a zero interest rate. At zero interest rates, gold becomes a very, very attractive asset class, he said.
I agree with that without a doubt. I think it's just as attractive all the time, though. In other words, I don't think it becomes more attractive because of, fake money's printed a ton. I think the reason it becomes more attractive is because you can hedge against that inflation as we create more inflation by printing more dollars. So again, that education that I gave at the start isn't intended to argue with the headline, but to put perspective to the headline. What he's talking about here is gold's a safe haven from that belligerent inflation that happens when you print just unlimited amounts of money. He's right. It's unprecedented. And when you do it, you need a hedge. You need something to say, wait a minute, I got to have stability. And people flee to gold for stability all the time. They have throughout the world's history. That's why the founding fathers made, constitutional currency, gold and silver, the standard, because they wanted people to have safety, not as a flee to mechanism when inflation gets extreme, but as a constancy for stability in a real asset-based economy, not a fake fiat one. There you have it. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt in seconds. We'll add Brian Rust of RustCoinandGift.com to the menu, and we'll do it in seconds. Listen to the wind
blow. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights, not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing Foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various Foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. Whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my friend.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here with you guys.
All right, let's quickly do a honest money update. Where's gold?
Gold is $1,931.70.
Okay.
Correct.
And where's silver?
Silver is $2,707.
Whoa. $2,707.
Yep.
That's up for silver big time, a little bit, what, down for gold slightly?
Yeah, just down a little bit from gold. But they've been bouncing around. They've been higher. We've been quite a bit higher at times. We're seeing some spikes, some real spikes down, spikes up. It's really volatile. which is driven by, there again, your stock exchange, your market, your paper markets. You know, sometimes they'll throw the dollar's got a little bit of strength, which is totally a lie. The dollar hasn't had strength for years. So anyway, yeah.
Well, it all depends on how you define strength, sir.
Right.
What I mean by that is they're playing games with that. It has strength because we manipulate the world with it by force.
Correct.
And if you're another country and you want to use a different currency and you're kind of told not to or get cut off from the greatest economic engine the world's ever known, then, that's a lot of strength there, buddy.
You're right. I look at strength on the fact of, okay, if you're the debt ratio, if your debt.
Oh, you mean you want to look at strength in an honest way, sir? Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Correct.
So go ahead and explain that, because I think it's critical.
Well, I mean, they push the debt aside. I mean, as long as we're printing money, we're throwing money out there like it just grows on trees, we're pushing that debt aside. And as long as we don't talk about the debt, then it really has no effect on okay, well, the dollar just went up, or the, you know, the market's just really looking strong against the rest of the world, possibly, but not really when you have to bring that debt back into play. And so, in that sense, the dollar's really gotten, terrible, really gotten bad in the sense that it has no buying power, really. I mean, and that, when you reflect that with metal, saying, okay, well, what's the buying power? Like you just mentioned a minute ago, that, a $20 gold piece, I'm going to buy a suit, two suits, three suits, or whatever, but your $20 bill isn't going to keep me even close to the arm in the suit. So, it's kind of that factor.
If that doesn't tell the story, I don't know what does. So Kurt brought up an article that I want to pick your brain on, too. The gold rally could forge ahead to $4,000, but analysts say two events could turn its fortunes. Ooh, now it almost seems like we're talking about gambling, but see, that's not the way it is. That's how investors feel in a fake economy. Do you think that gold will hit $4,000 anytime soon?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's, conservative mind, will it get back to our, we've already hit the high of 2000. So could it go to four? Absolutely. As far as on paper, you could show that. But as far as, I would have to say based on where our dollar or currency sits,
So the real question, though, is this. Could the dollar tank that bad is the real question, right?
Yeah, it's kind of already there.
I'm just saying, if it goes to $4, it would, or $4,000, it would tank a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think eventually that will happen as China and other countries continue to try to decouple themselves from the petrodollar rather than the gold dollar. Then they want to move into their own currencies. They're feeling the pinch. They're feeling the manipulation and the control. That's what I mean by power and strength. They're moving away from it. And as they get more and more ability to move away from it over time, we become more and more sitting in a very perilous position, to say the least, Brian.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, they're wanting to get away from the control that we have kind of over them by putting regulations and so on. Plus, I'm sure they're looking at the fact of, okay, well, you're just printing currency like it's okay. And a lot of countries do that same scenario. But you look at most countries, or if not all countries but us, have devalued their currency over many times. In my opinion, we're not coming out of this $1 trillion of debt. I mean, we're burying ourselves. Maybe billions, but I just don't see us coming out of this trillions. And when you come to look at all the avenues of what's part of that trillions, I think it's a lot higher than we think. It's not maybe 10 trillion. It's closer to probably 100 trillion when you say Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid or, all these programs. So in that sense, we're in a lot worse shape. And I think most countries look at that and say, it's terrible. Let's get out from under their arm. We don't like the U.S. anyway and their tactics. And so, they're trying to move away from that.
All right, Kurt, do you think that gold is going to hit over $4,000, number one? And number two, what are the two factors or the two things that they say could turn the fortunes?
Very good. At least they say that, the election coming up might have something to do with it. you know, and then, of course, in the article, it talks about, you know, the little known fact that the government, you know, U.S. as well as governments around the world are printing money pretty much like it's going out of style. This big shot CEO says this cartel, you know, in other words, these finance ministers and central banks, he says, are together like a cartel, and they're all printing trillions of dollars. I don't know, they're all printing dollars, but they're printing money like crazy. And you know, I've never seen it like this before in America, where you have pretty much, you know, combined Democrats and Republicans all agreeing on, hey, trillions of dollars needing to get sent out, if you will. And as a result, it makes perfect sense to me that the, well, honest money, silver and gold, would be of more, quote, value. In other words, it's going to take more of those inflated dollars to buy them, which makes perfect sense. By the way,
yeah, so what are the two issues, though, that might turn the fortunes?
Well, you got the election and printing money like it's going out of style.
Uh-huh. All right. Do you think it's going to reach $4,000?
Well, I would say that all depends on a number of things, and part of it has to do with, remember how there's those, what do they call it? Is it spoofing or the fix is in? Or,
yeah, spoofing.
You know, what it, anyway, it's the guys who want to control the market, who can basically say the price is going to be this today, right? Isn't that what it's called, Brian?
Correct. Yeah, the spoofing. They,
I mean, you know, if they wanted to, market, they
absolutely.
They could make it 4,000 tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, and they can also prevent it, and that's my point of why I can't predict
that's
any timing.
Point.
Eventually,
yeah,
they will lose control. There's no doubt about that. Every society does. It's only a matter of time. Trump cites greatest economy, saving millions of lives. Comments follow Michelle Obama's complaint that the White House lacks empathy. So is it an empathy question or an economic question there, Kurt?
Well, you know, people talk about how the coronavirus, everybody hunkering down, is going to save lives. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that kind of, when they lose their job and all these other things, and, you know, can't maybe hug their grandpa or whatever for, you know, months on end, you know, those kind of things affect their lives as well. And so President Trump suggests that the good economy that he kind of, I was going to say ruled over, but led us to, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen it like that before, also affects people's health and their, you know, kind of overall good well-being, if you will.
Yeah.
Of course, Michelle said it was Barack's, you know, doings.
How does that lack empathy? I think that's kind of an empathetic idea to let people have money and support their families, and maybe folks will feel better.
Imagine
and hug their grandpa.
Amen to that, Sam.
Of course, I'm kind of redneck. What do I know about it, Brian?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well.
All right, couple of headlines that I want to get to Brian. Walmart and Target reported record sales in the second quarter, driven by convenience of one-stop shopping in their e-commerce operations, Brian. The big box stores are cleaning up, buddy.
Don't they have everything? So we just go there because they've got it all?
Correct, yeah.
Prices. Is that how it works?
I believe that's the mistake people are making, yes, sir.
Right, I agree. I think we're getting rid of a lot of these smaller businesses as a result.
And I don't think prices will stay low forever. I think a lot of times prices relate to what the competition demands, and over time, when you get rid of the small guy, pretty soon the big box folks won't be as, quote, price-friendly. Now, will they?
Bingo.
All right, Kurt, Sam, and Brian on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night three of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Portland, Oregon fire investigators say there's extensive damage to the city's Chabad Jewish Center, and it was the second fire at that building in the past 5 days. They say the arson team is investigating. No longer being measured by the dozens, but California is battling wildfires that number in the hundreds. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Currently, we are battling some 367 known fires that are burning statewide.
On the upside, Newsom says the very large Apple fire in Southern California is no longer so large, almost 100% contained. A miner that appeared on Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, David Turin's Lost Mine, has passed away. Jesse Goines found unresponsive on the set in Colorado on Tuesday night. He was 60 years of age. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are down slightly, and this is USA Radio News.
All right, Brian Rust with us, RustQuantumGift.com, Kirk Crosby, and yours truly on your radio. We're talking about the big box stores. Walmart and Target reported record sales in the second quarter, driven by the convenience of one-stop shopping and what they call their e-commerce operations. But Apple, wow, Apple hits $2 trillion. Apple is the first U.S. company to hit that value. That's a staggering ascent that began in the pandemic. It took Apple 42 years to reach the first $1 trillion in value, ladies and gentlemen. 42 years, right? It took just two more years to get to the $2 trillion mark. iPhones, Apple Watches, everything else they say is the reason. I think there's a lot more to it than that. But what do you think about that? We've never seen a company to have such profits. Big tech is cleaning up and taking charge, Brian.
Yeah, they've got they're flying right along that high tech. I mean, everybody, it seems like worldwide needs that tech to even survive. I mean, they've done some studies and so on. People just even slow down a little bit with this tech. You know, there's a lot of good out there, but there's a lot of bad. But can they slow down and put their tech aside just a little bit? And it seemed like it's almost like habit forming. You can't put it down. You got to, within that, you get the jitters if you haven't checked your social media or whatever you're doing. So that high tech's really flying.
Let's make sure that it's not lost on us with this point as well. Isn't it interesting that big tech is reaching record financial prosperity, whether it be Facebook, Google, Apple, all of them, Microsoft, they're the ones really backing right now the takedown of the American people, the takedown of free speech, the takedown of free association, the takedown of you know, the small guy being able to say and think and believe what he wants to or she wants to. The big takedown's happening, and it's no coincidence in my mind that the money flows to the folks who destroy liberty. I don't think that's accidental. I think that's a reality check we ought to take note of, Brian. And if we had honest money, constitutional currency, gold and silver, these big tech companies couldn't be so high-flying in the manipulated market, manipulate the people, violate their freedoms, but at the same time get extraordinarily rich on the backs of the people. You know, that those things couldn't happen with an honest money scenario. There's just wouldn't there wouldn't be $2 trillion for Apple, for instance. There just wouldn't be that kind of availability or manipulatability or whatever words you want to use. They couldn't be in that position with honest money. It's just not possible.
Yeah, I think you're hitting some right on points right there. I mean, and it's probably sought out. I mean, it puts us, you know, I mean, look at the world. I mean, we're in a position of high tech. I mean, that's where it is, and we're buying into that agenda. We've pushed away, you know, fundamentals that we feel are important and we need to have, and as a result, look at our world. I mean, it's chaotic. It's well, and you look at people that can, you know, publish their ideas. I mean, they control their own ideas. You know, they've got the social aspect of what's happening. Plus, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We can see kind of all this unrolling here.
Kurt, you want to chime into this one?
You know, I was thinking about this whole. You know, you mentioned Walmart, and I can't remember what the other big box stores. Okay, Target, big box stores or whatever. And I was just thinking about how every so often, you know, when somebody knows that, they'll come up try to buy a little honey or whatever, and they notice it. They notice, you know, maybe they're a little perceptive, and they see some silver on the table, whatever. You know, maybe some silver eagles or old silver coins or whatever, then they say, hey, you know, what do you got, you know, or whatever. And I was just thinking about, I kind of kid around with them, saying, well, they're kind of fresh out of that Walmart and Target. You know, I mean, they got those big stores, but there's never, like, even a little table for them to have, a little room for somebody to see an old dime or a quarter or, you know, half dollar. Even
how are they
going to
unfairly get belligerently rich if they point that out, Kurt?
Well, I know that's a problem. But anyway, I was just thinking about how much silver and gold would get sold if, you know, when you're at your Walmart or your Target, you could just, hey, let me get a little bit of gold today, and I'll get a little bit of silver to go with my, you know, whatever it is. You know, but most people, man, they've got to track down, and they got to look for it. They got to hunt and go, where do we go?
Yeah, you got to learn about folks like Brian, don't you, Kurt?
That's exactly right. And, you know, so and if they... if they do think of buying silver and gold, somebody might tell them, well, why don't you get some of these, I don't know, what do they call them, ETFs or some paper stock that's backed, they say, so-called by silver and gold, and they don't even get the real stuff, you know. I mean, it's just so many little con games going on.
Well, and that's my point, like, by these companies couldn't get so belligerently rich. You wouldn't have an Apple worth over $2 trillion in an honest money scenario, because what happens when you have this dishonest money printing in the first place is you then have regulation that backs or manipulates that printing even further. Okay, and what that does then is give special privilege to, say, a Facebook, to, say, a Microsoft, to, say, a Google, to an Apple, to some of these companies. They get these unfair advantages like you wouldn't believe, right? And I'll give you an example. They can literally shut us off tomorrow. They shut down Dennis Prager and others, where they had a revenue stream that was, you know, really funding, fueling their media efforts. And all of a sudden, hey, Google just said, we don't want you doing that anymore. So on YouTube, they just shut down the revenue stream. And Facebook said, we hate you. You believe in conspiracies. You're not peddling honest, fair, open news. You're gone. And without those opportunities, the revenue stream is just gone. And then what government does is it backs Google and backs Facebook and backs YouTube and backs Apple. And what happens is there's this quid pro quo behind the scenes where big tech is in bed with colleges and in bed with the Pentagon to where, hey, you give us a back door to your applications and we'll let you continue to exist. You go ahead and make sure that you, you know, control the people and do what we want you to do. And there will be no repercussions. There won't really be a real challenge to your supremacy. In fact, we built your supremacy in the first place through the triad, college, big tech, and military. And you put that together, and that's how these big behemoths were built. And then they go, well, we got to get to the bottom of it and solve it. So they have these politicians battle on, quote, the national stage on TV going, hello, Mark Zuckerberg, you're being dishonest to the people, aren't you? And Mark's like, no. And they're like, yes, you are. No, I'm not. My dad said that your dad, you know, kind of stuff, and they're wasting time. Meanwhile, they built this whole thing, Brian. Look, it's clear as a bell. There's documented history on this till the cows come home. The military in bed with the colleges, in bed with big tech, built these companies now that have this incredible unfair advantage that made Apple a $2 trillion behemoth. And it's all backed by fake money.
Boy, you've hit the buttons right here. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, and the thing is that's sad is the fact of, you know, some of this stuff starts to come out, and maybe they throw somebody under the bus in their group that can you take the rap. But realistically, it's kind of if they get caught in their tangle, they kind of, you know, they sweep it under the rug. You know, the government's not going to prosecute them because they're in bed with them, and so they sweep it under the rug, and then you don't hear anything about it. You know, and then when they, you know, when we have, you know, fake news out there and all this, you know, where they're cluttering up the news, so we can't even understand. Well, is this truth? Is that truth? Is this right?
Pretty soon, what'll happen is you won't hear about Mark Zuckerberg. He'll take a little bit of a beating, then he'll go hide away in his rich, you know, whatever, not worrying about money. And then he'll come back about 5 or 10 years later with a new coronavirus, the whatever they're going to call the new one to shut us down even further or whatever, the new illness. And they're going to go, oh, Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates are working on the fix.
That's right.
Hey, you know, he's become a philanthropist. He cares about you and me. He's on the world stage with his foundations and his kindness and his love. And, well, Trump blocks COVID-19 funding, Kurt.
Well, just real quick before you get there, Sam, I was just thinking, I know I'm still kind of focused on this other idea, but imagine if every one of those Targets and Walmarts and even your local bank had a little desk there and it, you know, maybe it had a Russ Quinn gift on it and it said something like, free constitutions, and then it had, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. And then at every one of those places, you could buy some silver, you know.
Well, you wouldn't buy silver. It would just be your money.
Well, that's exactly right. But, I mean, as you move to that, you know, at least it would be available, you know. It's kind of like, if you go from a, you know, old
sneakers. Yeah, but if it's too available, good money by its very nature always chases out bad. So when you do that, Kurt, you're funding the demise, buddy.
Plus I was looking at, what really is $1 trillion? And I mean, it's a huge
you
stack
can't even
of
explain
pallets.
It to anybody, if it makes any sense.
Like 50 pallets wide by 2 pallets high, and then, I don't know, it must be 100 pallets long. Of $100 bills. That's a lot.
And that still doesn't help me because those things cost like 2 cents in fake money to create. See, I don't even understand
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, I'm going to throw out a little trivia to you gold and silver experts now, Kurt. How many ounces of gold, bullion, do you think there are in the world that's above ground that people know about and stuff? They don't know for a fact, but they got a summation, if you will, Kurt. So in summation, there are about how many ounces of bullion above ground today in the world? And over half of it is owned by governments and their consortium banking cartels behind the scenes. But what do you think is the number? Any idea, Kurt?
I don't know. A trillion ounces?
Yeah. Any guesses there, Brian?
Yeah, I think it... I don't know if it's a trillion. Maybe a billion?
Yeah, it's 2.5 billion.
Physical, yeah.
2.5 billion ounces of what they call, listen, gold bullion above ground. So, you know, it's very sticky when you talk about gold bullion because is your silver eagle, or your gold eagle doll, is that a bullion? Or is that, you know, so it's tough to understand what all that means.
And plus you wonder who's going around and counting it. You know, like,
well,
hey,
you don't wonder that.
Knock,
you
knock.
Just trust your government, buddy.
You know, I've got to check on how many ounces of gold are here, and I'm writing it down, and we're just doing a little survey, you know.
Well, what they're doing is tracking Kurt's rhodium. What's the rhodium number?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Good point.
Hey, rhodium's 12,200, so it's up a couple thousand.
Kurt, when we started talking about rhodium, I think I remember it was like 7,000.
Yeah.
You would have just got richer than snot if you had a bunch of them rhodium deals. You know what I mean?
That's right. You know me.
You might make it 3 billion ounces of whatever if you, you know what I mean? But I want you guys now to think about 2.5 billion ounces. An ounce used to be worth how much, Brian? Back in the day, 20 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Then, of course, it rose to 35, and so it didn't get out of control. The government of the United States pegged it at 35 for a while before they decoupled entirely. Am I accurate?
That's kind of where the fix was in, right?
Heard that. Wow. So now I need you to do $2.5 billion, right? Because we're cranking out our mathematical calculators. You follow me?
Yeah.
Display $2.5 billion. I got to keep adding zeros here to get there. $2,500,000,000 is 2.5 million, right?
Okay.
Times 20 bucks. Times 20, right? Got it?
Yeah.
Follow my warped logic?
Yeah.
You want to know how much that is?
Trillion?
No, 50 billion.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
All right. So that's if you had honest money, there would only be about 50 billion plus the silver.
There you go.
And I don't know what the silver would be. I'd have to, again, do another calculation. I'm just trying to get it so people understand. We're not even close to $1 trillion, people.
Right, right.
Now, you can't tell me that the silver's going to push us over the trillion mark, can you, Brian?
No.
And even if it did, hold on, even if it did, we're not close to 2 trillion. And when we talk about 2 trillion, we're talking about one single company. One single company. It is not possible with honest money. Am I making any sense, or am I just ignorant?
No, I think you're right. I mean, it shows a real perspective of really where we should be and where we are now. I mean, it's through manipulation and through unfair advantages and conspiring against the, you know, I would say the people, the, you know, the people that are.
All right, now it's $1,930 right now. Is that right?
Yep.
Give or take, forget the cents. I'm just trying to do this big mathematical equation. You follow me? All right, if I do that, display is $4,825 billion. Okay. Now, Apple, one single company, has half that. It still doesn't make any sense, Brian. I'm telling you right now, we're being played for suckers on the money game. All you got to do is throw it into a mathematical calculator, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is absolutely insanity.
Right.
One company has $2 trillion. And then we say, oh, man, big tech is being kind of tyrannical, you know? We better have Congress
to
pay.
Isn't the $2 trillion that they say they're worth in their stock, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. Now you're going into a whole other element of fraud, but yes, sir. You're exactly
so
right.
So you got this piece of paper.
Yes,
and
sir.
It
a
says,
$1 trillion note, sir. And you got two of them.
Yeah, like, you know, you bought some, I don't know, whatever it is, and somehow this piece of paper that you bought that says you have some Apple stock is now, you know, worth more, I guess.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, and if you're really smart, hey, you go cash it in and, you know, get more paper money for it, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Fake begats fake, my friend.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to
put
that in perspective.
Maybe you just go cash it in and get some honest money.
Well, I put that in perspective because when you say to me $2 trillion and you try to explain to me what that is, Kurt, it just doesn't help. And I'm not trying to be offensive to you. We're all trying to understand it, right? But I'm just saying when you tell me it's, you know, a pallet, $100 bills, then there's like a pallet on top of a pallet, and then it just goes on as far as the eye can see or whatever. I'm just like, what? What does that even mean? I mean, do we have more paper $100 bills?
Well, remember,
or do we have more
as
IRS
a blind
documents?
Person, as a blind person, when you know you've got a different way of looking at things, and you know some of us that look at things with a you know seeing eye, you know, going to look at it that way. But
all right, so let's see
I
if this helps,
even
Brian.
Count all those pallets.
Hey, Brian, when he tells you it's two pallets high as far as the eye can see, does that get your arms around a trillion? Do you understand it better now?
Well, somewhat.
Or does it just make it more complex, like it just goes on forever, and I don't even know what that means?
Well, it is. If you're visual, I'm a visual kind of guy, so if I see, you know, stacks of pallets against a football field, maybe I say, wow, you know, like that's a lot.
So what if I said to you, the blind man walked up the elephant, and when you see that, you're just touching its leg, buddy?
Right. Okay.
Does that help you now there? Know what $1 trillion is now? It's the elephant's leg there.
Right.
It's kind of like the stars in the sky. It's infinite. It just doesn't seem to end. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not trashing the visual image. I get that people are trying to get their arms around it. What I'm trying to illustrate, though, is I don't think it's even fathomable. I don't think people can even understand no matter what illustration you give.
I agree.
Because it is so mammoth, so beyond reality. It in and of itself is fake. Now, if I come back to you and say, hey, Brian, there is 2.5 trillion ounces. No, that's not right. It's only in the billions when it's real money. It can't even get to the trillions, right? Okay, 2.5 billion ounces. Can you understand that?
Sure. I think we can deal in billions.
A little better. Yes. What's the difference? A thousandfold different? Is that what it is, Kurt? What's the difference between
that's
billions and trillions?
A little above my pay grade, I think.
Thousand billions to a trillion.
That's correct. So it's a thousand difference, right?
Right.
So when I say to you 2.5 billion ounces, then to understand the difference, you got to go to the thousands mark just to even understand the difference on a scale of one, right?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. It is so mathematically not understandable to people like me. Now, I get that you can add zeros, and so you got it. I understand that I can add more zeros into a calculator, and voila, I get the deal. But I can't understand what it really means. And my point is that the manipulatability when you take it to that thousandth component, at the least, the manipulatability in that transfer or change or whatever you want to call it, conversion, has got to be a thousand times the manipulatability on the small scale, right, Kurt?
Well, Yeah, I'm a little bit lost. But one of the things I would say that I was wondering about, we've got a few more minutes with Brian, and I was thinking, you know, the president's got this upcoming election, and, you know, of course there's Congress critters, et cetera, all running for office and things. And I think it's like 70 days till the, at least the normal vote. I don't know who's going to vote all how or whatever, but I was wondering if, you know, we might give them some suggestions on what to do between now and the election. You know how they talk about these October surprises.
You mean what President Trump should do?
Well, yeah, or you know,
man,
anybody who's.
That.
I thought there might be a time where you could do some of that. You know, I mean, talking about solutions anyway.
Well, let's give Brian the time first. What would you do first if you were president for an October surprise? Is the question, Brian?
I'd get the money system in place, get rid of the IRS, Federal Reserve.
Wait a minute. When you say get the money system in play, what does that mean?
Well, we'd get back to honest money. But
so you're saying that you'd abolish the Federal Reserve and go back to constitutional currency and abolish the IRS?
Correct.
I'm calling for Brian for president now there, Kurt.
I was helping you, Brian, Sam.
I'm just saying that is incredible advice, and I completely agree.
Yeah,
there's your
well,
answer,
at least, you know, I mean, everybody talks about these October surprises like, you know, hey, we're going to get the bimbo eruption or whatever, you know, we're going to get some of this. But I mean,
yeah,
think
like,
about
baby,
it. If
you
have a
my
I mean, well, a surprise would be kind of a nice thing. You know what I mean?
Well,
and,
depends on who's giving
so,
the surprises. If it's the evil in government, it's not going to be pretty, buddy.
Well, that's right. But, I mean, let's say you're President Trump and you've already had to deal with the IRS, well, I guess ever since you were in business, you know, for some 50-something years. And they're definitely, you know, kind of a something around his neck. I forget what the phrase would be. But
Millstone.
Yeah, that's right. Not one of his pals or whatever. And he knows how the American people are not really in love with the IRS. And he's kind of, you know, likes to promote small business and et cetera. And, you know, get rid of regulations. And then, you know, he's mentioned about gold and silver being... I'm trying to remember, you know, I mean, there's been some stories about it where he at least understands that.
Oh, yeah, he understands, and he's highlighted the value of honest money many times, Kurt.
I mean, talk about it.
And by the way, I haven't even heard other presidents in my lifetime even do that much either, Kurt.
Right.
To be honest.
And so I'm thinking, you know, if he wants to just, you know, make America great again and make the world great again, at least he could jump in there. Now, I know, you know, guys like JFK who, you know, brought out those United States notes that you can, you know, get or find or whatever and learn about versus the Federal Reserve note. They, you know, he had kind of a trouble after that, JFK did. But, you know, it seems like the president's
yeah, he had trouble doing
kind of
the Bee
courageous.
Gees say, staying alive, huh?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, talk about an October surprise. I think that'd be great. And then, you know, who knows? He might even say, I call for the elimination of the 17th Amendment and the 16th Amendment since we won't need the IRS anymore and we'll just do tariffs. And, I mean, you talk about some October surprise. I mean, we could really have a good time in October, you know?
We'll get a worm.
Or September.
Hey, Brian, you think President Trump will get this done?
Well, that's hard to say. I wish he could.
Hey, Brian, Kurt's got tartar sauce.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big fish.
That's awesome.
We're hoping, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Brian, my friend, Godspeed. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thank you much. You guys are doing great.
The honest money man himself, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. You can give a surprise to your loved ones and get them a gift of honest money. There's also a lot of cool gifts there, though, and souvenirs and unique things at his store, too. Check it all out, rustcoinandgift.com. For Sam and Kurt and Mr. Money Man himself, Rust Coin, Brian Rust, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. All it takes is good Americans to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? LovingLiberty.net. God save the republic.